What percentage of Bojangles holdings does Falfurrias own now?
In excess of about 60%, but I'm not going to get into all of those economic questions.
Okay, so I was just going to ask for how much?
we're not disclosing that. It's a private transaction.
Okay. Now, I understand that you own 39 franchise locations of Bojangles. Why buy a controlling stake?
Well, actually, we own 37 Bojangles over in the Raleigh-Durham area. We've been in that business over there since 1980, so we've had 26 consecutive years of record profits. Well, you do it if you have an opportunity to invest with a friend that you've been doing business with for 40 years. And you do it if, in my case, it's headquartered right here in Charlotte. Hugh McCall and I grew up in the Carolinas. We think it's a great brand. I have a lot of confidence in it. The Carolina Panthers have a relationship with Bojangles. And from my perspective, everything is lined up perfectly. And so the answer to your question is it's very easy to know why I would do that.
It's obviously a growing brand, nearly 4 years of consistently increasing sales. How do you grow something like this even further?
Well, you continue to build restaurants, and you continue to increase the revenue that the current restaurants are producing.
And how do you do that?
The best service possible, quality fried chicken, quality biscuits, and in our case, in the Southeast, the best sweet iced tea you can serve.
So you said you build more restaurants. Should we expect to see these franchises throughout the country and not just on the eastern and southeastern end of the country?
Well, we take it one step at a time. There are 12 million people in North and South Carolina. We have enormous potential to grow the trademark right here in the Carolinas with what I consider very low risk.
When you say very low risk, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'll get back to what I started out saying. We own 37 restaurants that we've operated for 25 years, that are producing enormously high revenue. They're very profitable. It's a business I've been in for 26 years. It's in the Carolinas. Hugh McCall and I have a lot of relationships in the Carolinas. The Carolina Panthers are associated with Bojangles. It is what I would consider, as far as restaurants are concerned, a very low-risk investment for me.
Okay. This is just a curiosity I have. You just mentioned, specifically looking at the Carolinas, how is it that Bojangles has locations in Mexico and Honduras?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to them about it.
Are you...
The transaction's less than 24 hours old. Did you know that?
Yes. This is a very new announcement.
Yeah.
My question is, did you take that into consideration, the fact that they do have some locations outside of the country when you were thinking of this deal?
No.
And when did you decide that you would go for a controlling stake?
A couple of weeks ago.
What kinds of changes should we expect to see, maybe at corporate headquarters, in the franchises, or will operations be as they have always been?
I think that you would see very few changes. Here again, we've only... may have the transaction less than 24 hours. It's difficult to answer your question when we only had a 24-hour look at the company, really. I know about the financial part of it.
Okay, Jerry Richardson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.